We're going to start off with a little gypsy jazz tune. This is one of my own. I wrote about the King of England, Henry IV. Really cool king. And this is called Henri le Cat. Okay?
That one's on.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
so much, and thank you all for coming out. So this is at least for some of us, I think, our first time in this room, and what a great place to be. Thank you so much, Mark, for having us here. He kind of introduced us, but just to be sure you know who everybody is on the mandolin over here, we got Jamie Masefield. Yeah. And on another mandolin, because two is a pretty happy sound, we got Will Patton. That one from Bakersfield. And over here, the fourth member of the trio. I think everybody here, anyone here, the Fairfield Four, it's a vocal a cappella group, but there were five members, so we're kind of taking their inspiration from them. The bass, he's going to play some octave mandolin as well. That's Pat Melvin.
And on yet another mandolin, Mr. Matt Flinner.
We're going to get Jamie to start off a fiddle tune here. We're going to be doing a variety of stuff and see what works on the mandolins, you know? It's kind of possibilities are endless. So we got to do kind of a bluegrassy kind of tune. And this is one called Chinkapin Hunting. Thank you. a tune that Jamie wrote. Do you want to? Jamie doesn't have a mic over there. You can probably shout.
Yeah, I'll just shout. Yeah, we're gonna move into a little jazzier vibe now, and I don't know. Maybe we should just play it. I don't want to talk too much.
Something by Bill Monroe. He was the Bill Monroe fan. How many musicians are in the audience, by the way? Yeah. How many mandolin players? I didn't mean to separate that as like two separate. So you might know a couple of these. These are two tunes. You might know at least one or maybe both of them. They're Bill Monroe tunes that he wrote. The first one, I think he was trying to emulate the sound of Scottish bagpipes. He was trying to do something different with, it seems like, all his tunes. He just had some kind of different inspiration. And he was part Scottish in heritage, and so he kind of did this to try to get into those roots. I think it's called Scotland, and then we'll do another one by Bill called Stony Lonesome.
I can't tell that one on stage.
Maybe at the bar during the break.
Yeah, it's really good.
Thank you. Yeah, actually. I'm going to do a German song right now.
Something Lutheran.
We have flashbacks. Yeah, we're gonna do a classy little number now. As opposed to all that other stuff we just played. Sorry, I didn't mean it that way. This is written by J.S. Bach. We're gonna do a tune. We call it a tune. It's probably called a piece or something like that. Composition. Thank you, Bill. Yeah. It's written for piano, and this is from the Well-Tempered Clavier Piano Pieces. I think it's book one. Prelude number 22. So if you know it, feel free to hum along. I'm going to do it in D minor, though, instead of B flat minor, so that might throw you off a pitch. So here we go. And Pat is going to play the octave mandolin.
Will attempt to play that.
No, he's going to play the heck out of it, man. Crap out of that thing. Yeah. So here we go with Prelude 22. B flat minor, really D minor. Play out with a trio of mine. It's creatively called the Matt Flinder Trio that we get out and play. We do this thing that we call music du jour, where we will each have to write a tune the day of the show, so it's like a tune of that day, and you try to be inspired by whatever was maybe unique about that day, and you know, if it's a good day, maybe it'll be a good tune, and if it's a crappy day, it's going to be a crappy tune. You know, but you never know what you're going to get, and that's part of the excitement of it. And this tune was written in Colorado when I was watching a football game, and I should have been writing a tune. And it was my favorite team was playing, and I'm not going to say who it was. So. It's the wrong time to be talking about, you know, football and stuff like that. So let's just play the tune. And this is written by me, inspired by B.J. Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers. And it's called Rodgers. Thank you.
next tune, in this part of the world down here in the South, to me, living in Bakersfield, some of you might know my daughter, Anna, who's a clarinet player and light of my life, wonderful player. She's the real musician in the family. Don't tell her that. And she plays contra dances, she plays clarinet, and she plays Balkan music, oh, this funny, you know, 17-4 music, stuff like that. And she's great. And I wrote this song on her birthday a couple of years ago, and on this wonderful instrument that Jamie's going to play, a tenor guitar made by Adam Buchwald. This is called Anna's Waltz. Thank you.
Sure. We're going to do another tune that Jamie brought. Well, we're all familiar with this one, but Jamie brought a really beautiful arrangement of this. It's another old familiar fiddle tune. Well, it's a...
This tune is actually written by Stephen Foster. So, we know like Camp Town Races, and we know like two or three Stephen Foster tunes, and then we quickly dive off the board. And so when this tune came to my attention, I was curious about it, and I Googled it, and there's Stephen Foster. So that's pretty cool to me. And if you're in fiddle circles, if you pick yourself, Angelina Baker might be one that you come across. Thank you.
play one more tune this set, and we'll take a break, and maybe about 15 minutes or so. Go have a beer out there for 20 minutes. We'll be back in about a half hour.
There's
merchandise.
Everybody wants to know, are there CDs?
How many of you all have bought a CD in like the last year?
Uh-oh.
Hey. Oh, awesome. That's weird. If you haven't, now's your chance. Jamie's got some, and Will's got some, and I've got some, and they'll be out there, I guess. Is that right? Wherever the beer is, that's where we're going to sell
it. Wherever this fellow right here is.
Between the alcohol and...
Yeah, and Matt's going to be telling the bagpipe joke out there as well. So you want to get up fast.
You want to hear that.
Guy walks into the bar and he's got his octopus and oh, that play.
Make sure you buy the CD before the joke.
Yeah, before that. Got a good idea there. So here's a Duke Ellington tune. And,
thank you.
Thanks for sticking around. Yeah. Glad you're still here. We're going to start with a Will Patton tune.
It's a little tune written in homage of Chevalo Schmidt, who's a Parisian guitarist, a French gypsy guitarist. And true gypsy, he's the kind of guy, like, if he's like at a party somewhere and he's got a gig in 2 days, he won't make that gig. He'll be at the party for a week. He's actually missed the Montreal Jazz Festival. And he doesn't care. You gotta love that. You know? Anyway, this is for Chevalo. It's called Shake Chevalo.
One, two. Thank you. jazz tune here written by Jim Hall, who's a great jazz guitarist. And does anyone feel like we need to hear some more mandolin solos? So we're going to try this one out for something different. And it's called, well, I mean, different style, sort of. It's called Big Blues. In Jackson Hole, Wyoming, for about 5 years, and wrote this tune. Yeah, a lot of the bluegrass songs are named after eastern, southeastern, especially landmarks and stuff like Cumberland Gap and Asheville Breakdown and stuff like that. This is named after a river in Wyoming where the pioneers all got sick and died of spotted fever. And, Well, actually, I think they recovered. They were all had to do this documentary thing about the Mormon pioneers coming across the plains. And so this tune kind of came out of that just by chance. And it's named after a place called Black's Fork. Actually, a river in Wyoming called Black's Fork. So here's to some Western landmarks that nobody knows about. Here we go.
See if I could write a tune like those Jobim songs that we all love so much. And so this is what happened. And so this song is called Bromeliad. Does anyone know what a bromeliad is? Okay. You guys are up on this stuff.
It's an aged drink.
It's a type of plant. It's a very large family down in South America of different types of plants, and the most famous bromeliad probably is a pineapple. But don't ask me too much more about the botany of bromeliads, because that's That's about all I know. But this is how the song goes.
Thank you.
Mentioning the thing where you have to write a tune a day in this trio that I play with. And we actually thought that wasn't stressful enough, I guess, because we decided to write for guests and have them play the new tunes with us and like learn them really quickly and get some of our heroes and friends to play with us. And Jamie actually did a gig with us in Burlington a few years ago probably now, and was such a great sport about it. And It's crazy and stressful, and he was awesome, and it was a lot of fun. And he actually wrote a tune for us, too. And so we're going to play that now. Here it is.
Thank you.
you all so much for coming out. We're going to play one more tune, and we're so happy you made it tonight. We, like I said, haven't played here before, and in fact, this is actually our second show ever, so we haven't played most anywhere yet. So thanks for being part of it. It's really exciting. Again, that's Jamie Masefield on the mandolin. That's built by, actually, Jamie lives, someone was asking where we're from, Jamie lives in Moncton, and that's built by Joe Cleary up in Burlington, a great builder.
That's cool.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh. And then that's Will Patton from Bakersfield, Vermont. Yeah. He's got the Bakersfield sound on the Gibson.
Orville, Gibson.
Oh, the Orville, that's right.
Kalamazoo, 1920.
And Pat Melvin over here from Starksboro, Vermont. My name is Matt Flair. I live in Ripton, so we all do live in Vermont, in fact. So, and thank you, Mark, for having us.
Yeah,
yes.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. Great thank you all. Let's do one. So we hope you, I don't know if you come to shows here a lot, but you should if you don't, because this is a really great venue. So thanks for being here, and come back. Please come back. And thanks again for being such a great audience. Here's the Limehouse Blues. No, thank you all so much. It's really been a pleasure to play for you all. It's so quiet here. Geez, you can really hear everything, which is not always the case, and it's a little unnerving sometimes. Great. So thanks, Mark, and thank you all for being here. And here's a little Benny Goodman. Thank you.
Yeah, I think okay. I think at that point just keep. We don't want to lose energy too much right there.
We don't want to come start with the finish line. We're going to sail and up and through it.
To 80, I don't know what the number is. Side address, they call it. Audio technology. Yeah, it's really transparent.
Last night and the other night it was over here, so you can't. Wow, that was a situation.
Okay.
drum beats around that.
Yeah, right.
What's this?
Well,
the other box.
You want to try the other box? Just see how it feels?
Do the other box. Yeah, are we doing it tonight?
Well, we could.
We could try it. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, they do have that maple liqueur there. I think after a couple of pops, man,
second set.
You can cruise the...
That's when all
by that point, the audience was...
That's when I feel
bodicated.
Get old box out on it.
Let me get my light stand so it actually stops.
Yeah, I need the light stand.
You want one? Said that we need to take out about three or maybe even four from the first set from what we did the other night. Because I think we had like 11 tunes we played on Wednesday. And so if we did like seven or eight in the first set, we'd have another three or four for the second set. Plus,
well, you think we will play some of the tunes that we played?
No, I think we will, but like we won't do them all in the first set.
Oh, right. You're...
So we would just need another... four more tunes to be played. and we'd probably be okay. The three we ran was Angela and the Baker, or what else can we not do?
Right.
Or we can save that.
That's about the only one.
Do you have a set list by any chance?
I don't, but yeah, that would be good.
Will, what do you want to do?
I think I tend to agree with you.
Right. I like it a lot.
I love it, and I feel you're right, so like loving that I'm playing Bach with these other mandolin players, mm-hmm. and we've all messed a little bit of time in it, but
so I think
it feels a little eggshelly to me. For
I think with Shay Chivolo, Blackstock, and Bromeliad, and Angeline, I guess. That seems like that would be enough, and if we needed an encore, we'd figure out if we did do all those, we'd need something for an encore.
Always something else.
Save Caravan for the encore.
Yeah. I mean, shorter. I was kind of just thinking that would be part of the set, but I think it would be probably okay.
Well, we could. Sure, we all know, like,
exactly.
Although Limehouse in this, I wouldn't want to do Limehouse in the Sweet Georgia, but yeah, Sweet Georgia.
We could end first set with Limehouse. Or second, well, yeah, right.
Yeah, we'll figure all that out.
Yeah.
What are we thinking now? Run.
Go to run Angeline?
Yeah. We play regular changes, and on the solos we play the written changes. So those are my thought.
Right.
Make it seem as if it's arranged.
Alright.
And I don't have any kind of intro. We could just kind of start on, or we could roll on.
Yeah, do it.
Roll it. Anyone have thoughts?
Can we just do the cadence
in the beginning?
Do what?
Can we just do a kind of space in the beginning and come to where you want?
Sure.
And what kind of tempo?
A little more like.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys could jam band it up for her. Thank you.
should start that.
If you take the last solo, you take the first one.
I'll take the first one, okay.
All right.
First one, two, three.
Yeah, I just soon pull back. You can pull me down a little bit.
I think you're sound here. Your mic seems to be a little off. I'm like, oh, one of the mandolins is a little louder than the other. So, they want to do it.
Instrument for you. Okay.
Should we play?
I just want to see.
Play a little bit of that, maybe?
Yeah, might as well.
Yep. Which one was that?
Don't listen, y'all.
The black. Yeah, don't listen. Yeah.
No listening.
That's not the classical.
Is that good? Nice. I get the inhale.